Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. I'm the current supervisor here. Who am I speaking to, if you don't mind?
My name is Nancy Stevens.
Alrighty, Miss Stevens. Let me go ahead and get this account pulled over that they sent. Give me one second.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Alright, Miss Nancy Stevens, could you confirm my shipping address for me, please, if you don't mind?
P.O. Box 815, Cullowhee, North Carolina, 28723.
Oh, right.
You may have 1969 Moses Creek Road.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Let's see.
And I'm requesting that this full amount of $49.97 be refunded to my credit card.
Okay, I have to double check and see what it was. Give me one second so I can just look over this.
Okay, thank
you. Let's
see.
You're welcome. All right, just looking over one second. Okay, I see two charges then. A free gift of a Wi-Fi booster that costs $6.70, enrolling you for the
membership. Where was the fine print saying I was signing up for something else?
It should have been at the bottom of the page or right before you put your credit card information. You click the box.
No, I didn't see anything when I put in my credit card information to pay the shipping.
I do apologize.
Glad to send this booster back to you.
Yeah, ma'am, that was a free gift. What I see they're charging you for is actually a membership that they send a gift card.
I don't even know what it's a membership for.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. I'm trying to explain the just what it is, just for the record of the call. They sent a gift card to your email with $125 on there for you to spend. You spend it on their website. I do see they charge $49.97, though, and it all started from a free gift. They made sure to cancel this account so we can prevent any future charges. But let me see what I can do regarding the charge for you, okay? Do you see the gift card in your email?
I haven't seen any gift card in my email.
Looks like they sent it on December 2nd.
To which email?
StillRockDesigns@yahoo.com.
Let me look, because I'll just take my money back and you can have your gift card.
Well, no worries, ma'am. There's actually no way to retrieve the gift card once it's in. So I'm just trying to see what else I can do.
Okay.
Let's see.
Let me look at this. I may have even erased it because it looked like junk.
Okay. Just looking.
You said December 2nd?
Yeah, December 2nd.
No, let me look at spam. No.
Okay.
I don't have anything showing in that. I can go to my trash folder.
Yes, ma'am. Have you tried checking your junk mail?
I just did. It didn't go back. It didn't go back that far. Let me look at this. See if I can get this to go back. That's just going back to January 2nd. Nope. Can't get my trash to go back past January 2nd. And I saw nothing in spam.
Okay.
It only goes back through 12/21.
12/20.
21. Won't go back any further than that.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Well, since you don't have access to your card anymore, as a courtesy, I'll just go ahead and put my supervisor code in. That gives you the full refund. And I'll just deactivate your card. Give me one second to do all of that for you, okay?
That would be great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you already get a cancellation number from the agent previous?
No.
All right. Well, let me know when you're ready for that. I'll go ahead and give it to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
C as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
258.
Okay.
430.
Okay.
758.
All right.
All righty. I processed your refund, as I mentioned, the $49.97. Since you no longer have access to your car, since you said you couldn't go back that far, I basically just deactivated it. So that allowed me to do it. It takes 3 to 5 business days. We canceled it so we can prevent any future charges from this specific company. Is there anything else I can do to help?
No, that's it. Thank you very much. I appreciate your attention to this matter.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.